Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
As we are talking and seeing what's taking place today, you know, we always talk about we want to be educated. You know, we want to be able to illuminate, you know, what we're seeing with the light of God's word. And we want to be able to inspire you. And that's what we want to do. And, you know, not to tell you all these things that are happening without looking at God's perspective of it, which would be to illuminate it. But then we want to inspire you and say, you know what? You know, this is why you want to do it. And then we want to activate you. We want to say, you know what? You know, everybody, think about when Paul went to, I believe it was Greece. Was it Greece? You can fill me in where he went to here. When everybody was just sitting around, they were just talking. That's all they were doing. They're pontificating, you know what I'm saying? They were just talking about what was taking place. And they had people, servants that did all their work for them. And so, you know, Paul shows up and he begins and he sees gods all over the place. He sees these statues all over the place. And he talks to them and he says, you know, that they just love the next news program that came on. You know what I'm saying? Just talk to me some more about something I'm not going to do.
Right.
And so Paul came and he talked to them about what was happening, and he presented them the gospel. And he talked about the unknown God. Of course, we've talked about that, but you know about, you know, you have one that says the unknown God. Well, let me tell you who he is. And he began to present Jesus Christ and the awesomeness of who he is. And they said, well, we just really like what you're saying. It's just really stimulating to you. As a matter of fact, can you come back tomorrow and tell us some more? And the big thing about that was they were idle. These leaders, these people who were blessed in regards to being able to have servants and all those things that were taking place, that they were blessed. And so they weren't active. They didn't do anything. They just kind of talked all day long. They came together and they just said, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? You know, I was thinking this, and they know philosophies and all these different things. And when you think about it, since it's done so differently today, that we don't ever compare ourselves to the simplicity of how things really are. There's nothing new under the sun, and we just do it in a different way. And you think about it, a 24-hour news cycle, I mean, people can hear news all day long, and it's like you're just going to get more fearful, more worried, and more concerned if you don't have God's perspective of the news. If you don't understand that you know, how to change this or how to affect people's life, or that, you know, the Lord is coming back, and there is going to be a time when and it's not going to be turned around, and God's just going to come back and rescue us. But understanding that we're doing the very same thing today. I mean, we're doing the very same thing today that, you know, and the people are just talking about what they heard on the news, but it's like, are you going to do anything with it? I mean, why do you want to know anything if you're not going to do anything about it? And if you're a believer, this is one thing that always would get my goat, as they would say, probably where I rode my motorcycle, they probably what they say. And is that right, Pat? Is that what they say out there? And
yeah.
So then, you know, I remember I was a traditional pastor for about 6 years. You know, we founded a traditional church from the beginning up, so we know how it all works. You know, and so in that, I remember that talking to one particular couple once, and the couple said this when we're talking, because we're always like, let's get busy, let's do what God says, let's go in the field, let's go. So they're looking at you like, what? You know what? And I'm thinking, like, I'm not going to continue talking to a people that are not planning on doing what's going on. This is not working. This is not supposed, you know, Jesus would talk to you for a while, but then he would send you out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're supposed to do something with this. And so,
right.
And so one particular couple, I remember saying once, he said, listen, we're going to go somewhere else. We want to go someplace that we just sit there and we're not expected to do anything.
Wow.
And I thought, well, that's going to be easy to find.
You know, right.
And I'm not being negative. I'm just saying, I'm talking about, and when we talk about the church, we're talking about people. We're not talking about buildings. Listen, you know, buildings are wonderful. I don't care if it's a house building or an office building or a storefront building or a stucco building or a crystal cathedral building or a block building or a hay building or no building or a tunnel vision or underground. I know some people are living in like 747s in the wilderness. I mean, shelter is good in a storm. There ain't nothing like shelter, and there ain't nothing like air conditioner either, by the way. I sure hope America turns around before we lose our air conditioner. It's going to be rough. And so, yeah, we'll just have to call you up, Howard, and you got to tell us how, you know, you've learned how to live. I was talking to Howard. John, I was talking to Howard in Malawi, and it started raining, and their houses have 10 roofs.
Ten.
Yeah, not the number 10, 10 roofs. And the rain was so loud, he finally said, I'm going to have to call you back after the storm.
Wow.
This exposed 10 roof. And here he is serving the Lord and, you know, planting churches and being there for the kids. And just, you know, we'll talk more about that in the future. And so it is possible, America. It's possible. But, you know, I'm saying that because, you know, we can look at the Bible and think, oh, that never happened. It's not going to happen to us. And it's like, we're doing it today. We're getting all this information, more information. They said, and this is what you could probably help me out with this, John. But they say that, you know, that our grandfathers, that we've actually have more information in one day.
Yeah.
In one day in our life, we have that much information hitting us that our grandfathers or great-grandfathers didn't have in the entire lifetime.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, like, what are we doing with this? You know, what are we doing with this information? Like, I just, you know, as a matter of fact, we started slowing down and said, you know what? We want to use a pencil and a paper. I want to move at the pace that I can obey God. You know, I want to interact with God, and we do that at iabide.org. You know, it's a good plan. People want to spend some time with God quite often. They need a plan to be able to do that. You can actually go to iabide.org and find out the plan that we're using. You'll just request the plan that comes to you immediately. There's a video that kind of explains to you, and you'll see as I'm talking to you, I have journals for years of where I've just been spending time with God with a pencil and the Bible and Him and me, and you guys have done that as well, and many of our listeners have.
Right.
And there's just this, who can take that from you? Nobody can take that from you. I mean, if you can't pay your cable bill, if you can't pay your power bill, if you got a piece of paper, your Bible and God, you got it made, you know? It's just refreshing, you know, to be able to get back to that, you know? We like using electronics and different things, but we always say that we want these electronic devices to submit to us. We don't want to submit to them. So we use them, but we don't let them use us, if that makes sense. And so you can find out that plan at iabide.org. And I'm saying that because really we're doing the same thing. We're just sitting around talking, and I can only talk so long before I say, okay, now we're going to do something about it. You know, what are we going to do about it? You know, we're not about entertainment, even though, you know, we entertain ourselves quite often about it, but we're just about, you know, let's do something about it. You know, God's empowered you as a believer, and everything that's the same Jesus that's in everybody else that you've ever been seeing used by God is in you. You know, we're going to be talking about God's generals and those that have gone before us and the blessedness of possessing nothing, you know, and Tozer, and just realizing we got a lot of wrong mindsets that have kept us from obeying God. And there's a lot of people around you that you're going to be shocked when you find out when you're going God's way, how many people that you assume that they were really going God's way, that second heaven or the adversary will use them to try to stop you from going forward. You know, that can be a lot of your process. You know, part of Joseph's process was to be able to go through those processes to be trained up. Part of David's processes was to go through those rough times to be trained up. But don't understand this, that when you go with God, you're going to go against the grain. You know, wide is the road that leads to destruction, and many go that way, but narrow is the road that leads to eternal life.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.